Hello, everybody. Jesus is Lord. Amen.
Amen.
He is Lord.
Yes.
He is on the throne.
Yes.
And prayer changes things.
Amen.
Yeah.
So open our Bibles to the book of Ephesians, to chapter 6. There is a key verse here in the 6th chapter of the book of Ephesians that will help a person have a prosperous mind.
Come on.
That's right. Where you do things to prosper other people. Mm-hmm. And you begin with the 6th... there's a whole 6th chapter. We don't take time to read that. Yeah. Look at the 8th verse.
Yeah.
The 7th verse, with goodwill doing service as unto the Lord and not to men.
Yeah.
Goodwill doing service unto the Lord, not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man does, the same shall he receive of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And after that, I began to pray and seek the Lord about that. I said, how can I do that? You start with the simple things. He said, you notice wherever you are, in whatever restaurant, somebody has to pay for those supplies. Mm. And I've gone into a men's room sometime, and some guy just pulling the towels out of there and wipers down and throw them in the floor. Somebody, they had to pay someone to pick those up, and they had to pay for the towels. Mm. And so the Lord said, use only towels necessary. And then take that towel and clean that counter. Because you're helping someone else prosper, and there are people and angels will come along behind you. And it will save your ministry and you're in glory personally.
Come on.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yeah.
Then you masters do the same thing. Come on down. Put on the whole armor of God. You may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, having your loins girt about with truth.
Amen.
Come on.
Having on the breastplate of righteousness, you are a child of God, and you're the righteousness of God in Christ.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
You have right standing with Him.
Yes.
Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Come on.
The gospel is the power of God. So you're walking in His power, the power of God unto salvation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Above all, taking the shield of faith. Why? Because all of these other things depend on faith to make them work.
Yes.
Right, right.
Wherewith you shall be able to quench all of the fiery darts or the fiery arrows of the wicked.
Mm-hmm.
Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Come on.
And you're going into prayer and you hadn't suited up yet. Maybe you better go back into your prayer closet and put your armor on. There was a woman called me, and she'd been healed of cancer in our ministry. In fact, I was one of the ones ministered to. She called and she said, that old cancer's come back on me. I said, okay, get your Bible. I heard her say, where's my Bible?
Oh, my.
Well, that's why I had to start at square one again.
Yeah. Right.
And tell her, you have a covenant with God. It's in the blood of Jesus. Oh, yeah. But this is where you change things.
Come on.
Pray. Look now. Praying always with all prayer. One verse says, with with all kinds of prayer. Read the Classic Amplified mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. All different kinds of prayer. Yeah. So there's the prayer of faith.
Yes, there is.
The big one. There's also the prayer of dedication.
Mm-hmm.
There's also the prayer of petition.
Yeah.
And the different sets and ways of praying.
Mm-hmm.
So all of those are involved.
Mm.
And supplication in the Spirit. What about that?
Mm-hmm.
Supplication, intercession. Watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth bold in a bit. Now, so who is the for me? Well, that's your pastor. And you don't, you know, just pray for him on Sunday.
Right.
A lot of people think going to church is serving God. It isn't.
Come on.
That's not serving God.
No.
Serving God is what you do at church.
Amen.
Yeah.
Are you helping the pastor? Are you volunteering to do things? Have you decided that maybe you need to get a team together and clean up that flower bed out there in front?
Right.
And that's serving God.
Mm.
It is serving God. When you go to pastor and say, Pastor, what can my wife and I do around here? Oh, we love this church. See, the church doesn't belong to Andre and Jeannie.
Mm. Mm.
It belongs to the congregation.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
And I wanted to point that out.
Mm.
So this is prayer armor.
Mm. Mm.
And you get down on your knees and you put that armor on and you make sure that this thing is in faith.
Yes.
And I'm not going to have a bunch of fear about this.
Amen.
I already have the scripture. I've already sowed the seed. Now, what else?
Mm.
What else can I do here?
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on.
Let's sow some more seed. Let's get something else in the ground just for the fun of it.
Mm. Yeah.
The Three Musketeers when I were... it was... Jerry, Jesse, and I, we were in Hawaii together.
Yeah.
I walked by this restaurant and the Lord said, just said, go in there. And it's out in the middle of the day. I can just see it in my mind. There wasn't hardly anybody in there. I said, come on, guys. The Lord wants me to go in here, wants us to go in here. Walked in here. And there was a man behind the counter there. He said, in my spirit, he said, give him $100. He needs it. What if I hadn't had it? He wouldn't have told me.
Right, right.
So I did. Jerry said, I want a piece of this. And Jesse said, you're not leaving me out of this. Tears came up in his eyes. Suddenly, he had no idea that in a few moments, $300 was going to walk in the front door of that building. And he had no idea that we walked in there, handed him $300, turned around and walked out.
Mm.
Right.
Unless he watched us on television, he still doesn't know who did.
Yeah, yeah. Come on.
Glory.
But that's what we've been saying the whole week.
Yes, it is.
Obedience.
Yes, that's it.
And going through with what God has told us to do.
And if you read the 60, then he's talking about obedience here.
Yeah.
He said, servants, be obedient.
Right, right.
Not because it looks good, unto the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. You know, Brother Kenneth, a couple of weeks ago, and maybe Jen, you can add into this, but a couple of weeks ago, God spoke to me and I started to preach and teach a series on become who you are.
Mm.
And I said, Lord, that sounds a little strange. Shouldn't it be becoming who you are? And he said, no, become. It's a commandment.
Yes, it is.
It's not a journey.
Mm, that's good.
It's not a journey from where you are now to where you should be. Faith is instantaneous.
Yes, it is.
Become who you are. That's what obedience is. Obedience is instantaneous. It's not, well, I'm going to think about it, try and be in faith. I'm going to make a decision today to be in faith.
That's living by faith.
That's living by faith. And so when the Lord spoke to us about that, and we just started to teach on this fact for you to step into That's what you're talking about here. That's what you're talking about from this particular portion is you're saying, hold on, you have to operate every day of your life in absolute obedience to the will of God and to become who God's told you to be.
Hallelujah.
That's the key here.
Yes, it is.
And that's what I really, you know, just as you were speaking there with that act of obedience, you change someone else's destiny.
That's good. Yeah.
You bring about a shift in their mind to say, God saw me. What
and
my need was,
each
it
one
happens.
Of us told him that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
That the Lord directed us in here.
Wow.
And I said something like, I don't know you.
Yeah.
But I do know the Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
And he directed us in here to see to it that you were blessed today.
Right.
Mm. And that's what you
love
do.
Love of God.
That's the love of God, Jen.
Amen.
When I first opened it up to the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, and I've studied this word by word and by word by word. And I got over here to the 11th chapter. Don't start in 11. There's 9 chapters before that.
Right.
They all lead up to 11.
Yes.
Yeah. Come on.
And in the 10th chapter, most particularly, now the just shall live by faith, but every man that draws back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. We are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe. Now faith is the substance.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
And then each one of these.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For it by faith obtained a good report. Through faith we understand. Mm-hmm. By faith Abel offered. Each one of these include obedience to God.
Yes.
By faith, Noah.
Yes.
Boy, he had to look like the biggest fool that ever was. It had never rained.
Mm-hmm.
There was no such thing as rain.
Mm.
And when you study it, you find out that the depth beneath came up, like in the Garden of Eden and so forth.
Right.
And then it brought moisture and dew on the ground that watered the plants.
Right.
And he's out there building a boat.
Mm-hmm.
And some guy's saying,
what are you doing?
What is a boat?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do boats do?
Mm-hmm.
And he's building one huge. And he's spending all this time building this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're calling him fool and all that. And it says, and God shut him in. And it began to rain. And they were saying, what is this? What is this? 40 days and 40 nights, that's 6 weeks of solid rain.
Yeah.
And the fountains of the deep broke up. And they're beating on the walls of that thing trying to get in.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Then God promised by his rainbow he'd never do it again.
Mm.
And I looked at that. I said, Gloria, this is the hall of fame of faith.
Amen.
Come on.
Praise God.
It's the only way to live.
And it was all because of obedience.
That's right.
These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. And were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
Yeah.
For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country.
Mm.
They saw it.
Wow.
I like what it said about Abraham.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it is said, "Thou in Isaac shall thy seed be called," accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure.
Praise
he
God.
Believed it.
Hallelujah.
He's a father of many nations, and I'm going to get to see him raised from the dead.
Yes.
And the
Amen.
Angel had said, oh,
come on,
I'll be doing
come
that.
On, come on.
But then that had to happen because his covenant partner
right.
knew
come on.
That there's coming a time when his only begotten son would say, Father, if there's any way, let this cup pass from me.
Yeah. Right.
And he couldn't.
No.
Right.
He couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. His covenant partner,
right,
at 100 years old, was circumcised, and his own blood flowed. Now, can you imagine the pain, the swelling of a man that old? And he bled, and he suffered that. And he did it the same day that God said it.
Wow.
And he's fully persuaded.
Yep.
Come on, come on.
100%.
Well, now he's healed.
Yes. That's right.
And he has a covenant with God.
Yeah.
And he's going to get to see it.
Yeah.
And you had a covenant with God. Amen. And there was a dome in it.
Come on.
And there were people in it.
Right.
And there were people that needed to come there.
Right.
And there were people that needed to come there from other parts of South Africa.
Right.
There were people that needed to move there move into this gorgeous, beautiful structure.
Mm-hmm.
And we all needed to be there that day.
Come
and
on.
We all needed to get down on our hands and knees and dedicate this thing. Mm-hmm. Because Solomon didn't dedicate the temple, the people did.
Come on.
And when you read that, the people are the one that said it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we all, and there we were.
Hallelujah.
All of us. Holy ground.
Mm.
Holy ground that grew up out of a sheep barn.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting right there by the river. The other one was the river church.
Mm.
And out of that river of healing came the dome.
Come on.
The
come on.
Faith. Dome.
Praise God. Praise
that God. Makes me remember Fred Price.
Right.
Yes, right. That's right.
They built a dome.
Yes.
And it was impossible.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so I prayed there.
Right. Right.
And I told him, I said, You've built a faith landmark.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I was flying in there to preach there.
Yeah.
And ATC said to someone just in front of me, whatever the clearance was, fly a heading of such and such, and then turn left, go over the Faith Dome.
Wow.
To them, it's just a spot on the ground.
Right.
Yeah.
But every time they did it, they had to say faith.
Faith.
Come on.
Yeah.
And somebody's going to say, what is a faith dome?
Right.
And where is the faith dome?
Right.
And how do you find out what it's all about? And they said that. And when we got this property out here, the hangar had burned down. So later we had to, bleed for the money to replace it. So we left for the West Coast Believers Convention. All this has to do with this.
Right.
Which will come up next week. Faith.
Right.
All these semis came in there.
Yeah.
I said, Gloria, there's our hangar coming in right there.
Come
praise
on.
God.
Come
well,
on.
We had built a smaller hangar there. We were flying 421 then. Came back the end of the week, and there that thing was. Was huge. So I just made a blip and I flew around and she said, Kenneth, we have built a landmark.
Yes. Praise God.
What do you think it's like to hear your name on an airport?
Right, come on.
As a little boy, I'm drawing airplanes. My name is on an airport.
Come on. That's the faithfulness.
So-and-so, you're cleared over Copeland's at no less than 3,000 feet. They have some traffic there. And one day I took off there, and I was taken off to the north, and I took off and flew out. And of course, Dwayne called and had to put our tail number on there. He said, Brother Copeland on the airplane? And I said, yes, sir, I'm here. He said, well, I hope all's well in the ministry.
Wow. Hallelujah.
That's an ATC controller. I've never seen him.
Wow.
But I recognize his voice.
Praise
now,
God.
Here's the faith dome. And this thing has a white top on it. Oh. It's just delicious. Faith did this.
Praise
all
God.
All that square footage under one dome. And it looks like going into a huge athletic stadium. There's big lights and everything in there. And it is an athletic stadium. It's where we win the victory over that devil.
Come on. Praise God. Come on. Amen.
And take from him.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good.
Yes, he is good.
God is good. Every promise that he's ever given you, every word that he's ever spoken to you or over you, the will of God will always accomplish what he's promised you.
Amen.
You get into the word. You get into what he has said to you, you obey it and do the will of God and watch yourself prosper. Yeah. I'm telling you, prosperity is coming to you as this ministry. I know this ministry of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, as we've sown seed into this ministry, it has produced.
Every time.
Every single time. This is good, fertile ground for you to sow into.
Amen.
And I want to encourage you today, as a partner to this ministry, I want to encourage you, get that seed in the ground. Do what God's telling you to do. You want to see prosperity come. You want to see the blessing of God come upon your life in every area of your life. Get that seed in the ground. You are the gift of giving. God has given you everything inside of your life to be able to operate in that level like never before. And watch what God's going to do.
Faith-filled thinking.
Faith-filled thinking.
Amen.
All
go
I
ahead.
Do.
Go ahead and take the rest of the time we have. It's not a little bit. I want you to talk about some more of that.
Yeah. You know, all we've done in our lives, Jen, is we've looked for the place to plant the seed. And we found the place. Now, there's other places, but this is a place of prosperity. This is a place of fullness. And when I talk prosperity, I'm talking of the blessing of God in every area of your life, body, soul, and spirit. You see, when you put that seed in the ground, you open it to the window of God's blessing over your life, in the area of your health, in the area of your finances, in the area of everything that you touch. The hand of God will prosper over your life. Why? Because you've put the seed in the ground. Father, I ask right now that every seed sown into this ministry this week by these your partners, Lord, let them produce. Let increase come in every area of their lives. I speak a hundredfold return.
Hallelujah.
As you did it for us in faith, Father, this is fertile ground.
Yes,
and
Lord,
tonight, today, whatever time they're watching this broadcast around the world, let prosperity, blessing, and wholeness come in every area of their life, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus said that hundredfold in the 10th chapter of Mark's Gospel.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We'll be back next week.
Come on.
And I really want to get into this book. I tell you, I'm liking this. Faith on every page.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Well, we'll be back in just a moment. Father, we thank you this morning and we give you praise. And we thank you that this building once more for one whole week will be a sanctuary for people from all over the world. And we thank you today that this building is full of the Holy Ghost and power from on high. And we praise you and we honor you today. And we pray these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. All of God's covenant promises are designed to make you prosper in every area of your life, spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially. Those promises have been guaranteed to to you by the precious blood of Jesus. That is why you can be absolutely certain God will do what he has promised you. All you have to do is believe what God has said, then act on his instructions as he leads you into the wealthy place he's planned for you. One of God's covenant promises for your prosperity is found in Galatians 6:6-8. It says, "Let him who is taught in the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. You cannot cheat God. Whatever a man sows, that is what he will reap. He who sows to his flesh will reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will reap eternal life." In the kingdom of God's prosperity comes to you through simple actions of sowing and reaping. Here is how God's economic system works. When you sow into the work of the ministry, you are partnering with God to reach the lost and build up the body of Christ through preaching of the uncompromised word of God. Because God is your covenant partner, he personally sees to it that you reap an abundant harvest for what you sow. Today is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory, and we want to give you an opportunity to partner with God today by sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Kenneth and Gloria, thank you for every seed you sow. Your offering is our point of contact to agree with you for your abundant harvest. You are helping us spread the good news that Jesus saves, heals, and delivers from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. Let me pray over your seed that you're sowing today. Father, thank you for serving us with seed to sow, as you served us with bread for our food. And you're multiplying every seed we sow, increasing our fruits of righteousness, enriching us in everything to all bountifulness. And we thank you for it. Amen.
But that's the way these things work.
Yeah.
They work in South Africa. They work in North Africa. They work in Nigeria. Anywhere there's people,
faith
works.
Hallelujah.
We'll see you next week. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland, Andre, and Jenny, Raybert. That's all of us. I've been mispronouncing his name for 40 years, and he never did correct. And all of the class.
Come on.
Yes.
Reminding you until next week, go to church. Get in a faith church.
Amen.
Glory to God. I mean somebody that believes God. In the meantime, remember this. God loves you.
Yeah.
And we love you.
Come on.
And Jesus is Lord. So praise him and worship the Father in his name.
Glory.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To text to give, text the letters KCM to 36609. Together with you, we are sending the word of faith to families around the world.